Roll the tape.
This podcast is protected by copyright and not for broadcast. See rsn.net.au for more details.
Set now, racing.
Now, on Test Racing Talk, time to talk greyhounds.
Time to go greyhound racing now on Taz Racing Talk, and it's a great welcome back to the show to Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
Yeah, good, thanks, Shane.
Back off the interchange bench, a bit crook last week.
Yeah, and they tell me the ratings went through the roof in my absence.
Absolutely. Now, what we need is a look back at the week that we've had, and Ted Medhurst, three winners in the first five races in Hobart.
Yeah, and a few of those are pretty new dogs too. Star Chambers had a couple of starts now for him for a Launceston win and a Hobart win, and as its name suggests, it really does look a bit of a star in the making. Very, very impressive running 26.23, but then he came out with Get It Right, which was even more impressive, jumping in front and running a pretty slick 26.12, and then Underground made it three. He's a much more experienced dog, and he had a stirring duel with Classic Spence all the way down the straight to just nail it in 26.42, so some more promising youngsters on the way there for Ted.
And also brother Gary Fay with Soul Sister in the second, another winner for the Magambo Dens Point litter.
Yeah, that's five of them in the litter, and she was the fourth one to win, and the fifth one actually won at Devonport on the Tuesday. But look, she's just a good little tradesman, doesn't do much wrong, and I think she'll just keep getting better.
And King Nitro went back-to-back in Hobart on Thursday and was another one to follow up at Devonport for Steve Hutt.
Yep, Steve's done a great job with King Nitro, Red Nitro, and he enjoyed having box one in the 340, was too good, and then followed up at Devonport in a way, way stronger field and was even more impressive. So he's got the right formula for those two at the moment.
And Darren Critchley, well, he's really turned Origin Decider around, yet another win, bringing up a winning hat-trick.
Unbelievable. We've had that many most improved dogs in the state over the last decade, Shane, but this little girl's the one at the moment, Origin Decider. She was absolutely brilliant running 26.15. That puts three in a row for Darren Critchley and Peter Higgins with this bitch. And if ever a dog looks like going through to top grade right at the moment, it's her.
What about Barnes Bay's win in the free-for-all?
Barnes Bay's been a good dog all the way along. Dave Polly's got him really firing at the moment. To give Arome Pesh and Shannon Vapor a start like he did and win running away, I thought it was one of the best runs of the week.
And Winsome Tommy backing up after a recent win at Devonport over Arnold Bibby, and then was placed behind J&A. It came out and got the prize for Pat Ryan.
Yeah, look, Pat's done a pretty good job with Winsome Tommy. He's a frustrating dog because he's like some of the AFL footballers I follow. The gap between the very best and the very worst is too big. But on his night, he's a pretty smart dog, and he produced it at Hobart last Thursday night.
How are the Bulldogs going at the moment?
We're a work in progress. 2019, I've got us penciled in.
Fair enough. Don't go away in September. Now, what about Susan Giddes, a bolter up in race nine?
Yes, Baudachi. Three starts for three near the rears, but jumped in front, showed his true goods, 26.45. Look, it was only his fourth start. There's plenty of room for improvement, and good to see Susan get a winner with him.
And Robin Stocks has been in the winner's list of late, and he was there again with Oh So Amazing.
Yep, that was a funny race. There were quite a few dogs vying for the lead at various stages. He hasn't had that dog all that long, and I thought she hit the line okay. Look, you've got to temper it with the fact that it was only a maiden event, of course, but might have another win in it.
And in the last, Cool Puppy, another of these greyhounds that Brendan Purcell puts a leg on when they come across Bass Strait.
Yep, and he is a very cool puppy too, because it was his first run for 7 months, had to do a stewards trial because of the six-month rule, and ran brilliant time in the stewards trial, showed that was no fluke by winning by 6.25, 26.17 last race of the night, and a brilliant win, will win again.
Launceston on Monday. Code Black was sent out the short-priced favourite in the first, came up with box number one for Butch Deverell.
Yep, all good recipes for a success, weren't they? Look, he'd come through the Breeders' Series, made the final of the Breeders', typical Butch Deverell dog. They start off well and get better. He didn't beat a real lot Monday night, but he won easily, and he'll be a real good little tradesman for Butch.
Now, speaking of Robin Stocks, I thought the run of Riddle's Girl in the first, she was doing her best work at the finish by Kilty Lad from Offspringer, and the Lithermate came out in the second race and got up at odds in excess of 20-1.
Yeah, Bronte's Bolt won nicely. Look, he's a dog that does a little bit wrong in his races. and they did run pretty average time in that. Actually, Robin had the Quinella because he had Dark Spider, a recent addition to his kennel from Victoria, which has now had a couple of starts for a couple of seconds at Launceston. Look, I'm not sure how far Bronte's Bolt will go, but it was a good enough win Monday night.
Robert Gourlay's winning run continued in race number three.
Yes, I just reckon he wishes he could find another couple of lengths of stamina with Tez Borrow because he's probably one of the fastest dogs in the state early. That was his second 278-metre win in 2 weeks. He's got very good form at Devonport, struggles a little bit with the 461 at Hobart, but geez, he's got the manners, that little boy.
Certainly has three wins from its last four starts. And then in race number four, Jared Melanson had the red runner here, Mystic Devil.
Yep, Jared doesn't have very many runners, and I reckon he would have been totally thrilled to take this dog to Launceston. Drew Box won and used it well in the 278-metre race, and look, won pretty easily on the line and ran 400ths quicker than Tez Borrow won the race before, so got to be another win in him.
Tasmanian Greyhound form really standing up. Good Odds Demon, yet another one to make it three from its last four.
Yep, just a very versatile dog. Matter of fact, Good Odds Demon beat Cosmic Fire and Mumford Sun in that, and you wouldn't get three more honest dogs racing in this state than those three. He's a really good beginner. The strange part about Good Odds Demon is most bitches are bigger than him. He only weighs 27.8, but when he gets on the bunny, he can get the job done.
Now, speaking of most improved greyhounds, has Clinton Tapp got one or what?
Well, Dominic Stubb has been very fast from the word go before she even started racing, but she had no idea what to do in the field. She's frustrated more people than I can think of, but Clinton's grabbed hold of her not that long ago, really got the answer to her. She now wants to be a race dog. She's won three out of four at Launceston over the 700, and she, at this stage, is probably the pre-race favourite with Painted Dotty for the upcoming Nationals. Now, who would have thought that 3 months or a month and a half ago when she was still a maiden? But all credit to Clinton. He's just done a fantastic job with this bitch, and boy, 720 is not really far enough for her. She'd be like the old marathon dogs.
Now, race number seven on the card was the third leg of the Quadrella. Success for Anthony Bullock.
Yep, Snoring Nora. She usually gets stage fright when she sees the winning post coming up, but she did everything right. I think the wet conditions probably helped her. Dog I haven't got a high regard for, but she's pretty consistent, and if she keeps her head down, she can win more.
Well, Oscar Ralph's been very consistent of late without being able to crack it for a win, but he finally got the job done in race eight.
Yeah, look, he's a tough old... He's probably not that old, but he seems like he's been around a long time, doesn't he, Oscar Ralph? But Murray Strickland's taken him over. Mick Stringer used to have him. He's been a good dog for both trainers. Just a good tradesman.
Super Bowl, been a little costly for punters at its last two after having some sensational runs back late June, early July, but she was able to bounce back for Russell Watts in race nine.
Yeah, look, she's one of the very consistent Russell Watts team. She's a good little bitch on a night. I think she enjoyed having box eight at Launceston, especially in the ordinary conditions of Monday night, and she looked the winner a long way out.
And Rockville in the last for Nick Howard certainly showed its liking to not coming up against the likes of Bit Hot Finchie and Her Highness.
I tell you what, I haven't said that. It was pretty good grade four, wasn't it, with Shantytown Lad and Underclass Hero, Golden Sage. But look, as you said, I think Rockville looked around, didn't see Buckle Up Wes and took a big sigh of relief. But gee, it was a brave win because he's a dog who likes to lead and deal on his own, and he had to work all the way, and he was very good on the night.
Now, Devonport on Tuesday, you mentioned the Magambo Dens Point letter with five to have run now for five wins.
Yeah, Touch of Venus was the fifth one to win. She came out of an average box on Tuesday and had to do a bit of work to get there. Only beat Idit a Rod. Good luck with you being the caller and not me on that one. And he is actually out of ground of the week to follow too, but we'll get to that later. Touch of Venus won in modest time, but she's capable of even better.
Race number two, the Littermate Bruni Venture, came through the Breeders' Classic Series in Hobart, was sent out favourite in the final and finished up running fourth behind its Littermate Rip and Tear. And it looked a great chance on Tuesday and certainly powered to the post in strong fashion.
Yep, both Bruni Venture and the second dog, Tay's Intention, were absolutely outstanding because we all know how shocking the conditions were on Tuesday. Bruni Venture led all the way. Tay's Intention served it up to him all the way. They ran 25.71, which was clearly the best time of the day, which when you think Her Highness and Flash Innings led all the way in their races. And Tay's Intention in running second for Rod Ramsley ran the second fastest time of the day. So Bruni Venture's a star, and Tay's Intention might be one.
Speaking of Rod Ransley, he had the favour in race three.
Yep, Narva Strom. Had box one the week before and ran 25.62. It shows you what the conditions were like, because this week virtually did the same thing, led all the way, won easily in 26.03. Good little dog without being a star.
And in race number four, despite the fact that the Breeders' winner Rip and Tear was engaged, Haliski looked beautifully drawn in the pink.
He was beautifully drawn, and Rip and Tear got everything wrong at the start and collided with another dog, but it wouldn't have mattered, actually, because Haliski, when he began like he did, nothing was going to run him down. He's a very strong dog, and in the conditions to just break 26 seconds was an excellent effort.
Maurice Strickland's always had a good performer in the kennel. He's got one at the moment, Ultra White.
Yep, just ultra consistent, isn't he? He handles all tracks and doesn't race much at Hobart, but I think he'd love Hobart if he saw more of it. He's another one in the run. He looked like he was probably going to run a good second or third, but he just wouldn't lay down. And in the straight, he just overpowered three or four dogs that all looked likely to win, and was too good on the day.
Now, we mentioned King Nitro and Steve Hutt's effort taking out race number six. So race seven, Blue Fireball, another one who's been consistent for Philip Cassidy.
Yep, Phil doesn't have a lot of dogs go to the races, and Blue Fireball was the first leg of a winning double for him because he had Tommy Pinch later on. Nice little dog without being a star.
And Flash Innings would have been happy to see the back of Quick Advance being scratched for the day in race eight.
Yep, Quick Advance for Tony Stennings, one of the quickest beginners racing. There were three or four dogs in that of very similar ability, but when you're in front, you don't always have to be the best dog. But 25.96 in wet conditions, you're always going to be hard to run down.
And Tommy Pinch heavily backed in race nine.
Yep, box eight suited, a very, very plain affair, but don't dogs look funny with no tail? You know, he hasn't got a tail, Tommy Pinch, and they just look like a different breed altogether. He will win again.
And then we had Keith Nichols taking...
She will win again.
Keith Nichols taking out races 10 and 11.
Yeah, and these are two of the better bitches running around in Tasmania. Class Barbie started life in a blaze, then completely lost it, and as Keith can do, he got it back. She's been so brilliant the last four or five runs, 25.91. And it was surprising that she actually ran a 200s quicker than her more highly rated kennel mate, Her Highness. No doubt Her Highness is the better dog. But on the day, she beat her by 200s time-wise, but both of them are high-class bitches.
Have you got a winner for us to follow the next week or two?
Yes, if you can pronounce it. The one that ran second in race one at Devonport to Touch of Venus, Edith Arod. Terrible beginner and shouldn't really make these dogs to follow, but by geez, he's got a big motor when he hits the ground, and one more stride and Touch of Venus would have still been looking for a first win.
Okay, so that's the greyhound to follow. I'll leave it to you to work out what it's called, but we'll look forward to your company again next week, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
Live at 5 every Wednesday on Carnival, Taz Racing Talk with Shane Yates.
Three big meetings coming up during the week in Tasmanian greyhound racing around the state. We start off with the Hobart meeting on Thursday night to tip us all the winners. Rick Puccinelli, how are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Confidence level?
High.
High. Okay, let's fire straight in. Race number five on the card. Oxley Rimfire, there was a lot of money for it last time.
The deluge of money suggested that it would win. It won easy, it won by 11 lengths and recorded 25.39 best of the night. I can't see it why it won't just zoom to the lead, win again. I think there's only one danger, number seven, Shanlon Betty. She's going very, very good at the moment. Graham Moat's got her flying. I think they're the two. Clearly on top, 2 and 7. 5 Eldon and 1 Buckle Up Barney. I think they'll fill the trifecta place. 2, 7, 5 and 1.
Second leg looks a little tougher.
Certainly is, Shane. Look, I went with the likely leader in Merrick Pines. Just not 100% certain if he's at his absolute best, but just from the draw, zooming to the lead, thought he might be hard to beat. One Big Jack Jr. got an inside draw. Look, ran on all right behind Baldacci last week. Got a good chance. I put it in for second, number one. 6, I put in for third, Captain Lane. Didn't mind its run on Devonport on Tuesday. Thought it showed fair speed. Got some chance in a pretty ordinary race. And 4, Benzema. Now, this greyhound's got a bad tendency to miss the start. The night it comes out, it'll be right in the finish. But I don't think this is a hard race. 8, 1, 6 and 4.
Third leg, the feature of the night, the Silver Trophy. A great race, this one.
Yeah, Shane, look, you've got to go with Headlier Bolt. Look, he's got a great record on the track. He's won 8 from 13. He's broken. He's gone 25.75 down there. Clearly on top. 4 on top to beat 1 Dirty Rich. Going very good for Peter Phillips. This dog's come up with a red box. He'll give a bit of cheek. 2, Aroma Pache gives 110% every time it goes round. And 3, Barnes Bay blew probably everyone out of the quaddie last week. 4, 1, 2, and 3.
And in the last leg, Get Up Alvin spotted doing its best work at the finish a couple of times of late.
Yeah, Shane, his run at Launceston on Monday night was good. He hasn't got any real high speed. He's really a real grinder, and he grinds home. And again, a race with as little depth, I think he's clearly the greyhound to beat. I think number 8, Boom Boom Kitty's got a chance from the draw. Just, you know, zoom down the outside. Just thought Rodney Bragg might have this dog primed for a first up tilt. Hasn't raced since the 26th of the 6th. I put it in for second. 1/5 Turtle. Now, if we could wind the clock back 2 months, it would be an absolute certainty. Just not quite sure it's at its absolute best, but box one. Nick Howard's got, you know, got a good hand, and box one's a big advantage at Hobart. Put it in for third, and I put in Ferraro Ellie, number 2, Eli, sorry. Look, this greyhound's actually got some speed, and look, won't shock me to run a cheeky race at odds. 6, 8, 1, and 2.
Just thinking, if we could turn the clock back a couple of months, we'd make a fortune.
We would, wouldn't we?
Now the quaddy for Hobart in the first leg, 2 to beat 7 ahead of numbers 5 and 1. In the second leg, 8, 1, 6, 4. Third leg, 4, 1, 2, 3. Last leg, 6, 8, 1, and 2. Where's the best in Hobart?
Shane, after we get the quaddy and we show a couple of $100 profit, don't be frightened to put the couple of hundred on race 9, number 8, Cool Puppy. Now, he recorded 26.17. It wasn't a great night in Hobart last week, and 26.17 was the best of the night. He's come up with box 8. I reckon he'll be $1.50, and I reckon $1.50 is a very good price. Race 9, number 8, Cool Puppy. The Cool Puppy.
Cool Puppy. Then we head to Launceston. We've got a big night there with the Sprint Championship heats, the State Championship heats. Going to be a great night of racing. The first leg of the quaddie is race number 5. We've got Buckle Up Wears. No luck last time out. Can he bounce back?
Yeah, I think he will, Shane. I think this is a pretty easy field for him to dispense of. He'll be short. He should win. I put in 1 Dirty Rich from the draw to run second. I put in 2 Dominator Girl. I think her Devonport runs have been good. She's won 4 of 10 on the Launceston track. She'll be thereabouts. And I put in number 6, Despicable Ben. Now, I gave this dog a big rap last time he raced. He went 29.84, best of the night. I think he's a very, very good dog in the making. But I think he's tackling on Tassie's best Buckle Up Wears. 5, 1, 2 and 6.
Now, in the second heat, Class Barbie jumping up in class dramatically, taking on the likes of Callaway Ernie. Can it get the job done?
Look, Shane, I put it in as my second pick. I went with Callaway Ernie because, look, he's won 5 from 13. Just a little poor stat that and I'm big on stats. He's never won from box 7, which is a little bit of a concern for me. But, look, I've put him on top, Callaway Ernie. 4 Class Barbie. Look, very, very good win at Devonport on Tuesday in, you know, horrific conditions. Think she's flying at the moment. Number 6, Black Rib. Now, this greyhound's won 5 of 6 on the Launceston track. He ran second in the Launceston Cup. His form, his 2 runs this time in haven't been anything flash. There is a remote chance that he might spear to the lead. If he does that, he'd be very hard to beat. And number 8, Fritzen. Now, he's got 3 desperate railers drawn inside of him. He's a wide runner. He loves to run in the centre of the track. He is a winner from box 8 on this track. I'm going to include him in all my multiples. 7, 4, 6, and 8.
Race number 7 is the third heat of the State Sprint, and we've got the other star engaged here, Hellyear Bolt, taking on another of the Keith Nichols big improvers.
Yeah, Shane, I think this will be a good race. I don't think there'll be much between them. Hellyear Bolt I've put on top because he's got a great record here, and you know I keep going back into my mind that he ran 29.55 from box 6 one night here. And look, I've got to put him on top. 7 Hellyear Bolt. 1 Her Highness is absolutely flying at the moment. Did beat them all in 29.88 going back on the 21st of July. I think it's got to be second pick. 4 Good Odds Demons going very, very good at the moment. And 3 Rockville gives 110% every time he goes round. 7, 1, 4 and 3.
And the final leg, well, Despicable Matt, no luck last week.
No, none whatsoever, Shane. He looks for the fence. He'll be very, very hard to beat. I think he'll be short, Despicable Matt, number 6. I put in number 8, Bold Archie. Now, he shocked punters last week when he recorded 26.45 in Hobart. He led all the way. He's come up with box eight. Susan Gittes has got this uncanny knack of producing big price winners. I've put him in for second. I didn't mind the run of Trudels last week. Look, she has got a 30-15 from box seven, and if she happens to repeat that run, she'll be right in the finish. And three, Dark Spider. Didn't mind it second behind Bronte's Bolt and will improve with the run. 6, 8, 7 and 3.
So that makes the quadrilla for Launceston in the first leg, 5, 1, 2, 6. Second leg, 4, 7, 4, 6 and 8. Third leg, 7, 1, 4 and 3. And the last leg, 6, 8, 7 and 3. Is there a best bet on the program?
Shane, we know that Butch Deverell doesn't utilise box one. When he draws box one, they're very, very hard to beat. And look, Golden Sage was a victim of circumstances last week and it got beat, ran fourth behind Rockville. If there was a 10-cent more piece open for it on the fence, it would have railed through and won. Race 9, number 1, Golden Sage will win.
And just before we leave the program, race number 4, Rick, we've got it over the 7.20. It's the free-for-all as we gear up for the National Distance Championship. Painted Dotty returning, clashing with the brilliant Dominic's Dove. Which way are you going there?
Shane, I'm going to stick my neck out and say Painted Dotty's probably one of the better bets on the program. I actually watched on the internet it's 3 wins in Wentworth Park, Richmond and Wentworth Park. It's awesome wins. I think it'll lob second behind Island's Force. I'm not quite sure if Island's Force will run the trip, but I think Painted Dotty will camp second in the run, and I'm actually potting Dominic's Dove. I reckon it's the risk of the night.
Okay, so there we go. It's when it's last three. You've jumped off the bandwagon, and you're well and truly on the Painted Dotty train at the moment. I see they've both run best times here on the track of 42.73, so you wouldn't think there'd be much between them, but you're potting one, so we'll see how you go there. You're the best judge going around, so I reckon you'd be pretty close to the money. Devonport on Tuesday. We've got your old mate Oxley Rimfire in the first leg.
Can't see why he won't win again, Shane. He'll win two races in the space of 5 days, and he'll win. He'll record very quick time. Thought number 5, Hellier Tangle's got good early speed. He'll be up near the lead. I put in for second. Kirkby Lodge, I put in for third, number 4. Resuming from a little bit of a break, got a chance. And 3, Hellier Evan. Funny dog, but likes Devonport. 2, 5, 4 and 3.
With this confidence, this newfound confidence that you've got, I wouldn't be surprised if Richmond hasn't had a couple of wins of late. You're getting a bit cocky there now. The second leg is race number 6 on the card. This looks a tough one on paper.
Shane, the tips in race 6 should read 2. 2 Mega Daenerys to win to beat 5 Senior Slammer from 3 Callaway Krusty and 4 Pioneer Mogul. I made an error when I sent you through the tips. 2, 5, 4 and 3.
Okay, and Mega Daenerys loves the rail, so it should get a huge advantage there.
Yes, it certainly should, Shane.
So race number 7 on the card. Dare I ask what your tips are here?
Yeah, I've made a blue again, Shane. I've gone 1 Winkley Rose, didn't mind its last run. Thought 3 had a chance to take up Tracy. I thought number 5, Bozzy's Girls resuming from a spell. And 7, Jackie Bear, JD Bear, one of Gary Johnson's resuming from Melbourne. 1, 3, 5 and 7.
And the last thing looks a tough one as well, because we've got the likes of Winsome Tommy, Shantytown Lad, good question for 3, just going in great form at the moment.
Yeah, Shane, I went down the page in the odd numbers, and I think if there's a betting agency that bets on odd numbers for this race, I'd certainly be wanting to be taking the short odds to the odd numbers. I went 1, Winsome Tommy, 3, Shantytown Lad, 5, Good Question, and 7, Loving Lucy. Wasn't a bad run last week when it blew the start. 1, 3, 5 and 7.
Now, this quaddy should be easy to remember, even though it was hard for you to write down. In the first leg, 2, 5, 4, 3.
Yep.
Second leg, 2, 5, 3, 4. Third leg, 1, 3, 5, 7. And the last leg, 1, 3, 5, 7. No wonder you got confused. So that's 2, 5, 4, 3 in the first leg, 2, 5, 3, 4 in the second leg, 1, 3, 5, 7. And come again on 1, 3, 5, 7 in the last. Now that we've got that worked out, what about a best bet?
Race 10, number 4, Bruni Venture. Solid win last week. Broke the 26-second barrier on a rain-affected track. Wait till the last. Take the $1.50 or $1.60 that's on offer. Good money. Race 10, number 4, Bruni Venture.
A confident and excited Rick Puccinelli. Thanks for your tips today.
Thanks, Shane.
This podcast was brought to you by rsn.net.au.